Today I want to talk about how to be successful. A lot of things going on here at the beginning of 2012 about success. We've got programs going on. We've got a lot of emphasis on this whole area of success because of what's going on in the economy, but also because of human nature. This idea of success is something all of us are attracted to in one form or another. So, how to be successful? This is really one of the easiest topics to outline, but from a implementation, from an achievement standpoint, it seems to be very complicated for people. But I think it should be easy to accomplish. So here's the outline. Number one, define success for yourself. Number two, know what you're doing. Number three, do it well. Number four, enjoy the effects of the things that you are doing. There you have it, how to be successful. Pretty much answered it. That was pretty easy, right? So, what's the complicated part? Well, let's start with the definition of success. Most people haven't figured this out for themselves, what success is. Not only have they not taken the time to define success for themselves personally, but it's different for individuals. Everybody is going to have different interpretations of success, and that makes it even more complicated. Oh, you have a different one than I have? My definition? I must be wrong. So a lot of people don't even bother defining it, or they use somebody else's definition, which doesn't really engage them. So let me just talk about that a little bit. The definition of success. This is what I mean. There's physical success, there's emotional success, there's mental success, there's spiritual success. Maybe up to that moment you were, there's success is success. No, I don't think so. So let me just define that a little bit more clearly, the way I'm thinking here. Physical success really involves material comfort and physical security. Right? It has to do with our body and stuff that we can see and feel and sense with our five senses. That's really what we're talking about. It's about getting what we want and keeping other people from getting what we have. So this whole, I want what I want and you better stay away from what I want and what I have. Just think of it. That's why we have windows. That's why we have doors. That's why we have locks. That's why we have alarm systems, guard dogs, policemen, prisons, and gas chambers, all based upon this whole area of physical success, security, protection. Here is a point of view about physicality, right? Couch potatoes are people who listen to the internal advisor in their heads telling them, sit down, turn on a TV, get some bonbons. Maybe before you sit down, you'd want to get those bonbons, and watch somebody else's life in order to be happy. You know, don't use your energy for your own life, but in fact, just watch other people. Life is basically a spectator sport. And you go, wow, wow. On the other hand, there are people who recognize, hey, I got a physical body, and I'm thinking it's designed to move, to grow, to strengthen, and it will actually repair itself. And they believe that physical success is connected to them using their bodies for fun, for work, to produce things, generally, in life itself. They're involved in not restricting what's comfortable, but in fact expanding their view of what is comfortable for their bodies. Their success involves expansion of the areas that they can use their body in order to produce happiness. Instead of just sitting, they're willing to try walking or jogging or running or hiking or biking or climbing or swimming or dancing or playing or a whole bunch of other things using their bodies. You can already see that it's like, oh man, I see complications are setting in here. Am I successful at using my hands? Or could I learn to be if I haven't practiced that yet? Many jobs, many hobbies require that physical activity in order to be successful. Could a person be a seamstress or a tailor without using their hands? Probably not. A guitar player? A piano player? A typist? Lots of different things involve the using of hands. Wait a minute. What is success? I say that success is a set of good feelings that accompany our causing desirable effects. A set of good feelings that accompany our causing desirable effects. Let me dissect that sentence. Causing. How do we cause? By using our attention, our intention, our thoughts, our words, spoken, written, sign language, and deed, thought, word, and deed. That's how we do it. That's how we cause. We start energy flows. Desired? Desirable? Yes? Yep. We desire to cause certain effects. If we're clear about those effects that we desire, we're going to be clearer about our actions, right? If we don't know what we desire, if we don't know the effects that we're trying to cause, it's going to lead, well, on the one hand, maybe to no action at all. Why should I? I don't know what this is going to produce. Or random action that ends up producing chaos or effects that are not desirable to us or anybody else. The effects that we cause are noticeable from at least two directions, the external and the internal. And the external, of course, is this idea that when we do something, when we cause something, when we move energy, the environment is going to give us some sort of feedback. People in the environment are going to give us feedback as to what effects we just caused. They're going to feel this energy flow or see this energy flow or hear this energy flow, or on some level, they're going to sense this energy flow and they're going to translate it in a certain way and then provide feedback to us. The internal effects include our physiological feedback, right? We're going to notice, I just felt a change in my muscle tension. Maybe I relaxed, maybe I tightened up, my breathing changed, I'm sweating now where I wasn't a little while ago. I'm more relaxed, I'm calm, I'm peaceful, I breathe differently. They're just some of the internal effects that we can cause. We shape and organize energy using our physical apparatus, like our hands or our feet. Think of an artist drawing a picture, or mixing and baking biscotti, or think of Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers using their hands and arms and their feet and their bodies to do these elaborate, fantastically artistic and beautiful dances. What about emotional success? Do we think that artists or Fred Astaire could physically do what they do if they didn't experience emotional success? Why go through the trouble of moving your body, moving your hand, moving your feet, moving your arms and legs? Why would you do that if it didn't produce some sort of good feelings? What is emotional success? It's the set of good feelings that are produced when we appreciate that our effectiveness is increasing. Do you think that Fred Astaire, in his prime, at his peak of his skill set, is that's the first time he enjoyed himself? That's the first time he had good feelings? I don't think so. The process was enjoyable to him, and he was able to grow and to grow his effectiveness, and the same with Ginger Rogers. All of this activity designed to, let me see if I can get more effective. Let me see how much fun this feels. So let me see if we can do something else. Let me try this. Let me try drawing this. On and on. Those good feelings are like fuel, on the one hand, that power our continued actions. And they're also, those good feelings are the means for us to open up and allow more fuel, more energy to come in. On the other hand, while I'm talking about how to be successful, let me talk about how to be a failure. To fail, we will want to try to control that which we cannot control and have no right to control. That's a pretty good indicator of impending failure. And to fail requires that we quit trying to increase our own personal effectiveness. If we permanently refuse to seek to improve our effectiveness, we fail. Let me go back to success. Mental success. And to continue this idea of fueling our human activities that cause desirable effects is the process of choosing our thoughts. Mental success has to do with our skill at choosing our thoughts. If we saw somebody who wanted to build a fire up in the north in the wintertime to heat a log cabin, for instance, in the morning, but we saw that person using green wood that is soaking wet and no kindling wood at all, we would question that person's choices. If that guy had no awareness of the art of starting a fire in a fireplace, we would quickly understand that his inventory of ideas that he's accessing, I want to build a fire, okay, I got that much information, and his inventory stops right there, has no other information. He doesn't have any ideas, doesn't know any techniques, doesn't understand the principles behind it, and you could go, wow, he's got really limited inventory of information related to this activity. When he looked in his inventory, almost kind of like stuff on a shelf, pictures, knowledge, so on, there was none. There's no information about green wood, about wet wood, about kindling, combustion point, any of that stuff. Limited inventory for his mind. What is mental success? Mental success is a set of good feelings that results when we are adding knowledge to our inventory, which can be used by us to more effectively create more desirable and better effects, not only in ourselves and in our environments, but in other situations that we find ourselves. Good feelings arise from being able to quickly and effectively build a fire on a cold winter's morning. And frustration can result for the person who can't do this because of physical inability or emotional impatience or the lack of mental understanding of the process of building a fire. Now, what is spiritual success? Reaching out in thought and feeling to divine consciousness and asking for enlightenment. What's enlightenment? Knowledge, awareness, increasing our consciousness so we have a greater degree of understanding of life on every level, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. That's what we're looking to do. And that continued activity of reaching out in thought and feeling to divine consciousness and asking for enlightenment will produce good feelings. All we have to do is do it and then continue doing it and continue doing it and continue doing it. If people pray about their own, say, miserable circumstances, they're rehearsing problems. Then they say, oh, God didn't hear me. God didn't hear me. I say, when they describe what they've been doing, I go, when you're thinking about yourself and your problems, you're not really praying. You're not reaching out to God in thought and feeling or asking for enlightenment. You're playing the victim card. You're using victimhood, seeing if you can induce some big person, capital B, capital P, to fly in and rescue you. Okay, here's the second point. Know what you're doing. Know what you're doing. And the question often arises, you know, we've got baby boomers happening right about now, and people who are being downsized, and kids that are graduating from high school and going into college and graduating from college. What should I do with my life? What's my purpose? Where should I direct my energy? My answer on the first hand is this. Do something important. Do something important. Man, because I don't talk in single sentences, what I go on to explain is that if the book Christ Returns Reveals Startling Truth is accurate in its description of what God thinks is important, why don't we just agree and cooperate with God? Imagine that. Cooperate with God as a way to know what we should do and what to do. Cool concept. So, here's what Christ says that God is doing. God is working for us, in us, and through us. we can cooperate with God in those areas, right? If we want to. And if we want health, happiness, success, love, and we want to contribute to other people having those same things, wouldn't we cooperate with God? It seemed logical to me. What else does Christ say God is doing? Christ says in letter 1 that God is providing growth, nutrition and nourishment, healing, protection, fulfillment of need, work, survival, rhythm, all within a system of spiritual law and order. If God is doing this for us, in us, and through us, why won't we cooperate and do this too? If we know this and we do this, then we're going to know what we're doing. It seems inevitable that we will know what we're doing, and we're going to feel good about it now that we're in alignment with divine intention. If we know this, and we know what we're doing, and we know we're cooperating with God, and God is supporting us as we do this, do you think that we have a pretty good shot at being successful? I do. So, that is what we're doing. Delivering the energies of the truth of existence, those 9 items, to other people as God delivers them to us. And with the support of the divine, as we do this and we develop awareness and we develop understanding and we raise our consciousness and we become more and more enlightened about how this all works, this thing we call life, we're going to be much more successful. See? I told you that success could be easy. I would like to end this service with a prayer. And this is the pluralized version of the prayer in letter 8 from Christ Returns Reveals Startling Truth. Father, Mother, Life, you are our life, our constant support, our health, our protection, our perfect fulfillment of every need, and our highest inspiration. We ask you to reveal the true reality of yourself to us. We know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. We believe and know that this is possible. We believe that you protect and maintain us within perfect love. We know our eventual purpose is to express you. As we speak to you, we know you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal loving intelligence which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness, and as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. Thank you. It is so. Amen.